You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day on this Monday and joining me as we together are studying the Word of God. We're in a great study here in the book of Mark. This is week two. If you'd like to hear last week's message, there's a couple ways you can do that. The easiest way is to go to my Facebook page if you're on Facebook and like the page. The page is exactly what you would think to look for it. WGOD Radio. Like the page. You'll find the link on there. Actually, that's going back about a month now, but you'll find it on there because that's when I preached this about a month ago. At Island Community Church. That's the church that I pastor. If you like these messages, if you like these sermons, if you're searching for a new church home, if you are hungry for the Word of God, that God's doing a great work at Island. He is gathering people exactly like you who are hungry and starved for various reasons, starved for the Word. If that's you, I invite you to come out on Sunday. If that's you, and if you're committed to another church, then I invite you to come out on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. We're studying the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 19 here coming up. Now, we're going to hear part two. This week, we're going to hear the end of chapter 1 and chapter 2. We're going to look at how the Lord dealt with Satan as he was tempted in the wilderness. So let's start on that one now. This is part one of this message from the Gospel of Mark.
Now we left off last week with Jesus' baptism, and at his baptism we saw the Trinity revealed. The Father spoke from heaven. The Spirit descended out of heaven as the sky was split. Remember that? We looked at that. The word was, what was it again? Schizo. Like where our word schizophrenic is the Greek word for mind. The sky was split, and the Son of God was baptized, that is, submerged under water. They didn't come up to him with a cup of water and sprinkle it on his head. He was baptized, dunked, down he went into the water. And now, as usual, once something great happens, the devil always shows up to spoil the party. That's what he does. Mark chapter 1, verse 12. Starts with that word, immediately. Remember I told you before we got started, this is Mark's favorite word. It's in the gospel over 30 times. Sometimes translated straightway. Here it's immediately. The Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts. That's a scripture that's always eluded me. I've never stopped to look at that. I want to see that on a Christmas card or one of those salmon prints. Here he is in the wilderness, and who's next to him? Lions, tigers, and bears. Let's go ahead. Someone say it. Oh, my. He's with the wild. We always gloss over that. You know, we look at this all the time, but stop and think about this. He was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts. and the angels ministered to him. Funny, this was God's plan for the Son of God to be tempted by the devil. So I was thinking, is it ever God's plan to orchestrate things to see that I am tempted? The answer to that is no, unequivocally. James 1:12, blessed is a man that endureth temptation. For when he's tried, that's two different Greek words. The first word for tempt or temptation is the word parasmos. It means this. When God is the agent, parasmos is for the purpose of proving someone, never for the purpose of causing them to fall. And the other Greek word is the word dokimos, D-O-K-I-M-O-S. It means to be approved in the fire of adversity. Two different words. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is approved in the furnace of adversity, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those that love him. Notice it doesn't come before that. You got to go through the fire. There's a lot of people haven't gone through the fire. What did we look at before? What did I call them in here? Temporary Christians, remember? Matthew chapter 13. The first group didn't understand, fell away. The second group I call a temporary Christian. But when trial and persecution arises because of the word, immediately they stumble. Scandalon is the Greek word. Big scandal. Fall away. That's the temporary Christian. It's never endured trial. Has never let God see them through what they were going through. Blessed is a man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried or approved, he will receive the crown of life. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lusts and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Catch that. Sin, when it's finished. When it's finished with you, it'll discard you and throw you out. Death. Now, that's you, not Jesus. Now, Jesus was not drawn away by his own lust. He was tempted by the devil for two reasons. Number one, to show Satan that the jig is up. It's high time to do away with evil and with you being the god of this world. Now, we haven't seen that happen yet, but he's been defanged already and dethroned already. We've got authority over him. Just like we looked at before, remember when the demons saw Jesus, they fell at his feet and cried because they're sissy pants. And they're scared of you as well. You've got authority over them. This is the first reason why. And the second reason why he was tempted like this, why the Holy Spirit sent him out here immediately, the second reason is, once again, is to give us an example how to fight with this powerful, powerful being known as ho diablos, the devil. Now turn with me, please, Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, starting in verse 1. It says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said to him, if you are the Son of God, then command these stones to become bread. But he answered and said, drop dead. No, he didn't say that. But he could have said that because he's God. And he could say what he wants. But that's not what he said. His answer is an example for you. And how you are to respond when the attacks come your way. Verse 4 again. He answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Notice, too, he had the word hidden in his heart. Now, I mean, he's Jesus, he's the word, he wrote the book. But let's you and I have the word in our hearts, you know. When Satan comes and knocks at your door, don't say, Well, hold on a minute. Let me go look in my concordance. Your word I have what? How does Psalm 119 go? I've hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. You need to be a walking thesaurus. Have an answer for all of these things, all these troubles when they come your way. Just like Jesus did. You too can have an answer for everything as well. How did Jesus respond? He quoted the Old Testament to them. That is Deuteronomy 8:3. Notice too the MO, modus operandi, of the enemy. Notice how it's in the form of a question. Just like the first four recorded words of the devil. Remember what they are? He says, indeed, or yea, hath God said. Indeed, like Mr. Spock with a raised eyebrow. Can you say it? Indeed. Right, designed to get you to question. Indeed. Perhaps it might sound like, psst, hey, Don, or hey, Darren, did God really say to you? I was going to say, if Shannon was here today, psst, Shannon, did God really say to you to take your kid out of that public school? Don't you know all of his friends are there? Or did God really tell you to ditch that Message Bible that you have and get a different Bible translation? Or, psst, hey, Steinbrook, did God really tell you to go volunteer at that seafarer's ministry? Man, don't you know you got other things to do with your time? There's money to be made out here, the world to conquer. You need a new car. Psst, give that stuff up. You don't need that. Or, psst, hey, Cheryl, did God really tell you to invite your friends to church? That old church isn't doing any good. And don't you remember back in 1947 when the church offended you that one time? Psst, psst, psst. It's what he does. It's what he did with him. With him, it's, psst, hey, Jesus, you haven't eaten in 40 days. Come on, bub. Have a bite to eat. If you're the Son of God, then turn that rock into a loaf of bread. Always with a question mark.
And that's where we're going to have to leave it off here for today. We'll pick it up right here tomorrow in tomorrow's broadcast of WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time, looking at the temptation of the Lord Jesus Christ here. Now, we'll be back again tomorrow here at the same time, 7 to 7:15 a.m., 11:45 a.m. on 15, as well as 8:45 at night again tomorrow for WGOD Radio.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.